you have dialed is not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
motherfucking post pay-per-view edition of the Hour Bomb.
Why am I going to be mad at that one?
I thought you would be.
No, it's great. Welcome to another motherfucking post
pay-per-view
edition
of
the
Hour
Bomb.
Wow.
Is that like Motherfucker Jones?
Yes.
Okay, good.
My first name is Motherfucker.
What was that? Oh, that was Horrible Bosses.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's Motherfucking Jones. Love it.
I did some time.
Huh?
I did some time.
He didn't say for what, though. That was great.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Pirate movies.
I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Ambrose may or may not be your WWE world.
Hey, ROH may or may not be coming to Destination America next week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. the man, the myth,
the man with the huge cock,
the one, the only, Jason Halbert. What'd you say?
The compulsive masturbator.
No, we haven't made it to Heath yet.
Oh.
Thank you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here to drop some wrestling knowledge on you.
The Fuck man, you. hold on, everyone, listen. This is the man that beat Chuck Norris at chess.
In a move. Thank you.
They're impressed.
And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Oh, wow, it's gone stereo. Thank you. Oh, you're too kind.
Anyway, how the hell are you guys doing?
You know, I'm all right.
Good.
I got a whole lot to say this
good.
Week.
Good. Oh, we got a sponsor this week. Hold on.
We got a sponsor?
Yes, hold on.
Let me see.
Let me see if I can figure this one out here. Hold on.
Okay.
Is it the battered mob shelter for Heath's mom
hold on,
that he
hold
beat
on,
up
hold
this
on,
weekend?
Hold on. Just listen. I know you
want me. Oh, Vivid Video.
Oh, it's coming through bad. God damn it.
She had a killer body.
Okay, I can't do the music with it, so.
She is a WWE Hall of Famer. She is a classic angel. She had a weight problem. She's a stalker. She's been arrested.
I've never heard him talk about this way before.
Now she does porn, following the footsteps of China, Mickey James, and Candice Michelle. Sonny is doing porn. Every 90s male has an erection for this one. Sonny Porn. Do you still want her?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it would be playing this in the background if I could have gotten it. What, you know.
I'm going to go to Patricia's and pick up my copy when it comes out.
That was brought to us by our good friend, our public erections director, the Rodfather.
Oh, good job.
Yes.
Thank you, Rodfather.
So, Heath, how's your hand doing?
Still hurts a little bit now and then.
Adrian, what happened?
He
it was spousal abuse?
He showed up at the battered mop shelter. And he punched that bitch right in the eye.
Well, guess what I found out?
What's that?
I had our field reporter do some digging.
Okay.
Mr. Dix.
Oh, Mr. Dix.
Dixie Normus.
Yeah, Dixie Normus.
He found this.
Heath Jason, I really wanted to wait until I saw you when you got home. I think we should break up. It's not me, it's you. I just can't take you no more. I give and give, and you barely give back. It's not worth it. You don't ring me out. You don't clean my handle. I'm tired of your lies. You give me nothing. Don't need you. I hope you die from herpes.
Wow. Was that the mop?
That was the mop. That was her breakup phone call.
Wow.
That's what caused him to fly into a rage and break his hand by punching the mop.
Wow. I gotta say, that bitch kind of deserved it.
I hope you die of herpes.
Do you know what to say? Jason Heath has no idea what to say. And he started to get a red eye turn whenever I usually lose it.
I hope you die of herpes. I'm done. I don't know. Holy shit. Oh, that hurts.
Okay.
That was a direct quote from the mop.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yes, that was the breakup phone call that sent him into a rage.
Don't shove me in there. That is also a direct quote from the mop. And I win.
The Rod Father just pissed away.
Hey, you know, let's try to keep it together and have a professional show here, guys. Come on.
Why start now? We've done 107 of these fuckers, and ain't none of them been professional. Why start now?
Number 69 was a little professional. And I think 77 was too. It was 8 more at least.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Thank God I have water down here.
I can't breathe.
Dude, do you want some of this 2-week-old canister?
No, I don't want any of the 2-week-old canister. Oh, son of a bitch.
That's right, folks.
That's right. The man who just got back in from New York Rangers playoff loss therapy. The one and the only, Mark Jones.
You know what? He missed it.
I know.
He missed the phone call.
He did. You know what? I think you should replay. Mark, we got a special phone call from the mop breaking up with Heath.
No, it was. I did some investigative reporting. If you're friends with Heath on Facebook and you saw his knuckle, I didn't buy a story of, ooh, I slipped and fell. That's the stereotypical spousal abuser answer. Ooh, I slipped and fell and hurt my knuckle. I did some digging. I had our field reporter, Dixie Normus, do some digging, and
apparently,
he uncovered this.
The word is, he's got a breakup phone call from the mop, and here it is.
Heath Jason, I really wanted to wait until I saw you when you got home.
The mop is apparently on last name first basis.
I think we should break up.
Yeah, no. I know. So I was like,
it's not me, it's you. I just can't take you no more.
It's not me, it's you.
I give and give, and you barely give back. It's not worth it. You don't ring me out. You don't clean my handle. I'm tired of your lies. You give me nothing. Don't need you.
Wait for it.
I hope you die from herpes.
That was the call that Heath got from the mop. It's not like this mop might have smoked for like 30 or 40 years. Too. I'm not even sure.
Oh, God.
So, hey, Jason, how does the show work?
It doesn't tonight. Oh, God. It's like the defensive line of the New York Rangers. It just doesn't work.
Oh. Hey-o.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
It's like the postseason St. Louis Blues. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on.
All right, let's try to get back on track now.
Hold on, I gotta see if this was a good one here. Hold on. Anyway. Whew, first off, who we got in the chat room?
All right, hey, we got James Rodfather Markov.
Oh, hold on, I got a theme for him.
Okay.
As soon as I can get my computer over here to stop being fucking dumb. What in the hell? That's totally not what I wanted to do here. And who we got in the chat room?
Oh, we have James the Rodfather Markov.
Hello, ladies.
Let's get him getting ready for his Sunny porno debut.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's just Rods. All right. So we'll just call him Rods.
Oh, okay. He's going to lay Sunny the Rods.
Apparently. And we have Mark Jones in the chat.
I already hit his music.
Yep, bulk up to both of them.
And we have Paul Jordan.
Yeah, bulk up to the hardest working man on our, well, ever.
Yeah,
that I see.
I don't know.
Oh,
if,
God.
Oh, I wanted to hear that. I don't know if Paul's actually with us.
He's in the chat. We'll count it. And he always says that. He's always there. He's a silent lurker.
That's right. He just likes to correct me.
Yeah, he's there to correct you when you make stupid statements.
Herbie Esto Heath. Oh, God. Anyway, what the hell? That's totally not what I wanted to do. God damn it. Stupid YouTube.
And we have us in the chat.
We do have us in the chat. Anyway, here's how the show normally works. We've got a whole list of get through. These two assholes usually are going to make through and complete my list. However, I guess we're treating this as a real pay-per-view because it was a real pay-per-view. So that means, hey.
It was a network-exclusive special event.
So it was a pay-per-view.
That wasn't on pay-per-view.
Outside of the U.S. it was.
Do we count that as a real place?
Well, no, because you got places like Canada. And
Australia.
Yeah, so. But it is all intents and purposes, it is a pay-per-view for us. So, time limit out the window. Kind of like all Jason Heath stuff. All right,
let me cover the pre-show match real quick.
Okay.
Zack Ryder lost to Stardust. I'm done.
Okay. Well, we weren't going to dive into it just quite yet. How the hell are you guys doing?
Well, you know, I figured I'd get the pre-show out there. You already asked us how we were doing, and that's what started off the whole other shit that we just did.
Well, you didn't answer. You didn't say how you're doing.
I said I was all right.
Oh. Herpes Heath, how are you doing?
I don't listen to what the fuck I say most of the time, but Jesus Christ, Jason. I mean, I gave
you an answer. Well, it's because I'll be honest, I didn't care what you had to say because I couldn't wait to play that.
Okay.
Sorry.
And I'm doing all right.
Good, good, good.
You know, I mean, knuckle hurts.
It doesn't matter what you say.
Thank you. Well, I guess since, I don't know.
Just play the music there.
How's your growth doing?
There we go.
I don't know. It's swollen.
Good, 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 good. Adrian, spray Heath with Lysol to stop the spreading.
Okay.
Okay. Opening match was... The tag team
tag
clusterfuck
team,
match.
Tag team elimination chair match that was decreed on the pre-show that all three members of the New Day could be in the pod.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it wouldn't matter to me because Big E's always in all those matches, so it's just depending on who tags out between Xavier Woods or Kofi.
Right, but usually, you're usually right. I've seen it one time, I think, so far where it was Xavier.
I should totally get points for that.
You don't.
It should be.
You don't.
New Day. Freebird rule. Yeah, totally should.
Yeah, if he's in the match, you get the points.
Even
if
not, I should still get it.
No.
It's collectively the New Day competing. It doesn't do that anymore. Oh, he's boycotting over there. Look at that.
Yep.
Just turn your fucking mic back on. I hope you die of herpes.
Well, I would have got him from Heath.
How'd you get herpes from Heath?
Space herpes.
Space herpes. How'd you get those from Heath?
Through space.
Through and what were you doing in space?
Getting herpes.
I can see we're going over that one. Anyway, so it will start it off. Let's see. It was the Ascension and the Lucha Dragons that kicked it off for that clusterfuck of a match.
Oh, indeed.
So, what do you guys take it away?
You know,
at least for this first part here, since I was.
This match was. I had a little hard time keeping track of what was going on in this match.
Can't imagine why. There was only 13 guys in the fucking ring.
I never actually got that high at one time.
No, but there were still 13 guys in the, you know.
So we had the Lucha Dragons.
Actually, 13 and a half.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not counting the Matador's fucking livestock that shouldn't have been in the ring.
Who climbed to the top of the middle of the gate and then dove off.
Like the fucking X Division used to do in TNA?
Yeah, he climbed like he was like hand shimmied across to the middle of the top of the cage and then jumped off.
I missed
that. He really did that.
Yeah.
While I was giving the kid a bath. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that happened.
I don't know why my wife feels like kids need baths just because they got a little bit of mashed potatoes in their hair.
Godfather, that or Rod's that ain't gonna work the way he posted that.
Yeah, I don't know. Posting links, it's kind of screwy. Anyway, continue.
Then I think Kid and Cesaro joined the match.
Yes, they were the next team in. What exactly happened with because when I peeked my head and Kalisto was like crotched through New Day's pod.
They climbed up on top of the pod, but his foot fell through, and then the members of New Day pulled his leg all the way down and started beating on it.
Nice. All right.
And so he got crotched up there for a good chunk of the match.
Okay. How'd Lucha Dragons look early on?
They looked okay.
Well, how did NXT represent there with the Ascension? And
The Ascension looked pretty strong for a short bit. They eventually, I think, did get eliminated, though, by... I don't even remember who eliminated him. I'll be honest with you.
I'll get all that. That's not a big deal. We'll eventually get that. But I mean, to start off the match, the NXT teams look pretty strong.
Yeah, they didn't. They look pretty good.
Well, that's good. Good.
You know, a lot of former NXT talent came through this match.
A lot of NXT talent showed up tonight.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had Kid and Cesaro. Next team out were the Matadors, who
I can actually go. I'll stop for a second. I'm sorry. I want to call it. This network exclusive event.
Everyone's calling it a pay-per-view. Okay. It's okay to call it a pay-per-view.
All right, fine. This pay-per-view was like an NXT coming out party. Because there was maybe five guys that competed total on the show that didn't come through NXT.
I was, you know, I'll save it for our afterthoughts. I'll save mine for I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
So... let's see. Next up was the Matadors, which apparently you guys, I mean, they were in and out, basically. Mm-hmm. They were eliminated before the next pod, weren't they?
The Matadors came in and were eliminated before the primetime players got in.
Okay, so then we had, let's see, Cesaro Kid, the Matadors, and then the primetime players, which left the New Day as the last team.
Right.
So... like I said,
Mark Jones wants to know if you can add him in. If you can add him in if you want to.
All right, hold on. God damn it.
He says, tell Halpert, and he spelled your name wrong. He said instead of a B, it's a P.
Thanks a lot, asshole. Fucking get Skype open. God damn you, Mark Jones.
Just call cell phone. He loves that.
He does love it when I call. Is Heath Dying from Herpes going to be on pay-per-view or live TV?
We're going to give that away.
Gee, thanks.
We're actually going to air
that.
How
irate.
We're going to air that prior to shooting from the hip.
Yeah, I really rank low here. Which sucks.
Apparently, I have to reset my password through Microsoft.
Oh, fuck.
Great.
Continue talking about this match, guys. High spots did you guys like? What really impressed you in this match? Talk about the match.
Well, let's see. There was the... Wasn't there like a triple suplex?
There was a quadruple suplex, kind of. Because it was the members of Kid and Cesaro and...
The PTP.
And the primetime player suplex and all three members of the New Day.
Which was excellent. Loved seeing that.
Let me think here. There was the spot where I know Kalisto. I'm sorry. Sin Cara also came off on the top of the pods with a senton slash.
Hunakara.
Yeah, Hunakara. There was. I mean, there was a lot of crazy spots. And Titus O'Neil was looking beast in that thing for a long time.
Oh, definitely.
There was so much happening in this match, it was really hard to keep track of everything that happened in this match because there were just so many guys.
Yeah, great, you know, as far as, like, a lot of action going on. Just kind of sucks to help, you know, keep up with it.
What? Oh, God, this is stupid. Well, I hate Microsoft.
Yeah, I'd hate you, too. It's like Batista.
I hate you, Batista.
Well, it's making sure that they, like, they're fucking sending me another goddamn code that I just changed my fucking password with. Mark God, Jones, fix this shit. No, I don't want to fucking change my password. Fuck this, Mark. I can't get you on the show.
Okay.
It's wanting me to change my fucking password again, and I just literally changed it.
Yeah, I don't know how your computer works.
It's fucking stupid.
Okay, move on.
All right, so anyway, where was I? Good overall match. New Day, of course, with their numbers advantage. It's a new
day. Yeah, in the end, the 3-2 came out ahead. Why Oops. Nobody decided to, hey, we should all just team up on the New Day, I don't know, but that...
Yeah. But, yeah, that'd be logic.
Right. I mean, I guess the primetime players and Kid Cesaro aren't exactly friends, so... But I digress, because I'm Taz.
But they're all black. I thought they were all black people were buddies. No, it wasn't like this before Microsoft bought it, Mark. It's like this because of my Microsoft account being stupid. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now I'm going to fucking have to change on my goddamn laptop, I'm sure now, too.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, they should bring back Reverend Slick to do it, you know, to maybe help the New Day out.
Isn't he dead?
Probably. I actually don't think he is. I think he's alive. He's in a little bit better shape than Bobby Heenan, but I know that doesn't say much, but I mean.
We're only in a little bit better shape than Bobby Heenan.
That's true.
Just saying.
I really enjoyed. I don't want to get the impression I didn't enjoy the tag team title match, but there was so much happening in this match with it being early on, and then a dog stomping on my balls during this match that I don't remember half of it.
And I was actually giving my youngest kid a bath, so I wasn't able to really pay attention to most of it. So I was watching a little bit of it on my phone, though. He wants us to call Skype, name. He doesn't want me to call.
Well,
his cell phone.
Then we're not going to call him.
Oh, like, I got it going. It's just fucking stupid, that's all.
You.
There we go.
God damn it.
How's it going?
You know, at the end of this match, you know Mark Jones was sporting wood. Oh, my God. It's 5 black men in the ring beating on each other. Black men are going to come out as the world tag team champions in this one.
Okay, first off. Yeah. Adrian, yes. Fuck you.
I didn't say that.
Is
that for the Ranger comments?
It's still a healing process, Adrian. I mean, he just finished like a 4-hour-long therapy session.
All right, fine. I'll forgive you, Mark. I don't hold
a
grudge.
See, Mark, here's the difference between Rangers fans and Blues fans, okay? I want you to listen very carefully. You guys think you're going to win it all. Us as Blues fans, we know we ain't getting past the first round, so it's okay. We're just happy to be in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, you know, number 2 seed.
Yes.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
But like I said the other day, we're bigger Cardinals fans than we are Blues fans.
That is true.
So, anyway, I thought you weren't able to, did you watch it or what?
I read the results.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're as caught up as Heath then. Good.
Whoa. Insult. Not cool.
Actually, I think he might be ahead.
Well, maybe.
And I plan on watching it later anyway, so.
So I'm surprised my hashtag Mets on Ice didn't get traction the other night.
Oh, no, no. I was too out of it to care.
Oh.
Hashtag Mets on Ice, huh?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, though. It's really fucked up.
If you would have known, I would have made it turn worldwide.
Yeah. Try to get that one going worldwide. It didn't take off.
Can't imagine why not. Tampa fans would have had fun with that one.
Probably yeah, so.
Because you didn't do it on Twitter. You did it on Facebook. It only works on Twitter.
Well, I don't have a Twitter.
Well, who's
you get one. I've got one. It's our official R-Bomb one. You can follow us at the R-Bomb on the Twitters.
I'm going to get me a Pimpagram account.
Pimpagram?
Yeah.
Pimpagram.
Don't you and Heath have access to the R-Bomb account anyway?
Technically, I should, but I don't because I don't download Skype or
Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
And I have my own Twitter account.
Yeah, you can follow Heath at MopAbuser37.
Did you like that phone call that Dixie Normers got us? Mark Jones?
Yeah, I hear you.
Did you enjoy the phone call that our field reporter got us?
I barely heard that.
You barely heard it.
Damn.
Basically, Moppy broke up with Heath because it was him, not her, and she hopes he dies of herpes.
Dude,
that was the thing. Yeah.
So,
dude, do you need counseling? I'm pretty sure the broom will take care of you.
There's always the broom.
Wow.
The broom didn't want to play second fiddle to the mop. He locked the broom up in the closet.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
I don't even
we'll
know
be here
say
all
that.
Week, folks.
Ready?
We're going to be all here. We're going to be here all week if we don't get through the show.
Great.
Moving on.
Wow, Rod's father said just use the vacuum.
they don't. The hose attachment might suck it off.
Should I even be here?
Yeah, we need someone to make fun of, and Kyle wasn't available, so here you go. That was better timed.
I know.
That was definitely better timing.
What, is Kyle trying to get one of his works published again?
Yeah. He wrote a letter to Penthouse Forums.
Anyway.
Talking about how you saw his two moms in the bedroom one time.
There was a goat on the farm.
Anyway, moving on to let's not what
I heard that Heath and Kyle were going to be on that Celebrity Wife Swap show. Kyle was going to trade a goat for the mop. If Kyle's wife listens to the show, I'm so screwed.
She doesn't. Unless Kyle's sitting, like, in the other room, and then apparently she can hear everything we say through the headset.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny as hell. Anyway, moving on to, let's not talk about Kyle's ugly moms. And
let's talk
move
about
on to,
the crappy tag Divas title
Let's
match.
Move on to Two Hot Women and Naomi.
Hey.
Pretty well much.
I fucking hate. We had an impromptu fuck, marry, kill between after the Divas match.
We definitely all agreed on the kill.
Yes. I think it was all decided that we would all three kill Naomi because we just can't fucking stand her. I personally would fuck Paige and I would marry Nikki.
I mean, Adrian are kind of the reverse on that.
I'm afraid Paige would like break my dick off after being.
I would fuck Naomi, marry Nikki.
And
kill Paige because she's a vampire. Look how pale she is. You got to take
a stick. Hey, she can suck something on me.
I would kill Naomi just because, well, A, I don't like her. B, I was toss up.
It's
because
she's black, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What? I don't find black people attractive. What do you want? I can say that, right? It's not racist to not be attracted to black people. I mean, there's all kinds
do
of people.
No, it's not. It's not racist, actually. You know, you have your opinion. I have mine.
That's
your
like exactly people saying that they don't find fat white guys attractive.
I find Layla, I think she's kind of attractive. She's black, isn't she?
Oh, no. Layla's an angel.
I like Halle Berry.
That British voice. She's a name.
Oh God, yeah, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry in the movie Swordfish.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I guess I don't like American black women.
Halle Berry's American.
Eh, I'm not a huge fan of her though. Really.
Have you not seen Halle Berry's?
Oh, I've seen them, and they're nice. But I mean, as a person, I'm just, you know.
Dude, as Storm,
it's not my thing.
Oh man, I would have fucked her as long as she had.
We have to start bringing up some Playboy models.
We need to. I'm telling you, man. It dressed up as Storm. She had the hair and the jump. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, anyway, so my dilemma with this
racist Adrian.
I'm sorry,
but I digress.
To back off the thing. I couldn't decide if I wanted to marry Paige or not, just based on the fact that I don't know if she's going to cook weird British food.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Weird British food, and like I said, I'd be afraid she'd break my dick off.
Whereas on my part, I would love the British food.
Though Paige's family is like the Hart family of Britain.
Yeah, I know. So...
Britain is still owned. No, Canada is still owned by Britain. Okay. But yeah.
No, it's not.
What?
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. Canada was granted its independent from Britain in like 1950 something.
They're still under the crown. They still have a prime minister and shit.
But they're not. They have a prime minister of Canada. It's not the prime minister of fucking England.
It's actually still a representative of England.
Mark, you're wrong. I don't want to tell you you're dumb, but you're dumb.
He doesn't want to tell you you're dumb, but he's going to tell you you're dumb.
To tell me I'm dumb, yeah. You know what? You know what? Fuck you.
No.
Wow, that's hurtful. That's racist, Mark.
No, if I said fuck you, Whitey, that's racist.
Oh, yeah, I guess you got a point.
Oh, God.
Fuck anyway, back you, to this match. Whitey. Nikki Bella won.
Yay, Nikki. And her Bella twins.
I mean, I really don't have a whole lot else to say about this match.
And Brie Bella was banned for ringside.
No, Brie Bella and Tamina were both banned.
They were afraid of Tamina going all Awesome Kong on them, probably.
Well, it was Tamina's time of the month, and they just didn't want to get that much of a mess everywhere. Ugh. It's like the Amazon River.
Anyway... you know, I don't care. Nikki Bella's little entrance. Oh, my God. I love the Nikki Bella. I'm sorry. I could care less if she could wrestle or not. I could stare
She's
at
gotten
that
a lot
ass.
Better.
I could stare at that ass, man. That ass is phenomenal.
But
I keep telling you guys, it's like it's the Lita complex.
I think Mickey James
I mean,
has
I guess
a
as long as you're okay
has.
That John Cena was there first and you're going to get like his sperm on your shit when you go in.
Well, I didn't say I'd want to fuck her like immediately after Cena pulled out.
Well, you saying you would turn it down immediately after he pulled out? That's the question.
Seeing as though Cena usually kicks out at 2, I'm going to assume he pulls out at 2. So, it'd probably be clean.
There's a little bit of pre coming.
Just a little
there.
Wet wipe.
A little bit of pre.
Yeah, wet wipe. It'll be fine.
Oh.
Would you turn it down?
Yes.
You lying sack of shit.
Totally would. I am a happily getting ready to be married man. I would not do it.
Okay, let's take your relationship out of the question. It's out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's horny Adrian that hasn't been fucked in years. The mop looks good to you.
Is there a better option? Is there any other option?
No. Cena just got done.
Is anal on the table?
No.
I'll pass.
You lying sack of shit. Heath, what about you? John Cena just got done, pulled out at 2, splooges on her. I think wet wipe will be just fine. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay, see?
This is our worst show in a long time.
You all right then, Mark?
And by the way, Canada's final vestige of legal dependence on the United Kingdom was terminated in 1982 with the enactment of the Canada Act, which transferred control over the Constitution over to the country.
All right, so I was wrong by a few years, but at least I wasn't like they were still fucking controlled by them.
Exactly.
Mark's a supporter of the British Empire still.
I think Mark's gone. Mark said, fuck this.
Did he?
No, he's got to go with his headset.
Oh.
And with that... That was This Week in History from the douchebag, Jason Heath.
There we go.
The mop beater.
Yes. Anyway, so moving on to... Yes.
John Cena versus Kevin Owens.
Probably the...
good God, what a match.
Second match. Second.
I don't know.
I was really looking for... Okay, I was really looking forward to the tag team match just because I wanted to see how the fuck they were going to pull that off. That didn't mean I was really excited to see the match. I just wanted to see the logistics of it. Now, with that being said, I think I was more excited to see the world title match in this match.
Maybe, yeah.
So, on to probably my second most anticipated match of the night, Kevin Owens against John Cena.
This match was fantastic.
Good God, was it ever.
There was, I mean, it was completely just, in my opinion, a nonstop match. It was, God, action from, for me, it seemed like it was action from the moment the bell rang to the end of the match.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw stuff in this match that I had never seen. Some of the stuff that Kevin Owens did, that weird, like, almost perfect plex looking thing off the turnbuckle.
The top rope, like a brainbuster kind of thing?
Something like that, whatever you want to call that. He hit Cena with, what, 3 pop-up power?
Yeah,
power
I mean,
bombs?
He was laying it into him, man. I mean, this match was almost like a beatdown of John Cena.
We had the nice cannonball, the Kevin Owens cannonball there in the corner.
Yeah.
We had senton splashes. We had... moonsault that missed. I mean, it was... Oh, he completely, like, ditched the call. What the fuck, Mark?
So, I want to sum this up, match up, in really a sentence here from Linder Taylor. I hope this match shuts everyone up that screams, Cena buries everyone. Choke on this.
You know, I would have to say that you are correct. I'm calling you, Mark. He tells me to call him. They don't pick up. And now we're calling his cell phone.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
He turned his phone.
Please try to call again later.
That's a funny thing, because when you call Skype and he doesn't answer, it just goes directly to his phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, calling you, Mark, if you'd pick up your goddamn Skype.
Not that he does that kind of thing, because he's a dick.
He kind of is. La dee dee. Wow. From what I understand, that was not Mark Jones we just tried to call. Apparently, oh. Heath hacked my Skype, and we actually tried to call Moppy.
Oh, okay.
fucking Skype. If I can find a better way to do this, I would.
Oh, I know.
Actually, I know of a better way. I just don't want to pay for the server room.
Yeah, I know too.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for a server, vent server.
That'd be like $5 a year.
On top of the $120-some-odd I pay a year for the podcast hosting. And now we're calling his phone again.
Well, then just hang up.
Yeah.
Mark, we're sorry we lost you.
The person.
Yeah. You can call me back. Anyway, moving on. Continuing with this match. Anyway, sit down. I mean, the pop-up pile drivers. I mean...
Lots of power moves, basically.
Cena got a few of his things in. He got the springboard stunner. The springboard stunner was one of them. He actually had Kevin Owens locked in the...
STF.
Thank you. But other than that, there wasn't much... in the way of offense. I mean, Owens got hit with a DDT for a 2-count leg drop. Owens kicked out again. I mean, but for the most part, Kevin Owens, a.k.a. Kevin Steen, kicked the living shit out of John Cena. Your winner.
In his main roster debut match against John fucking Cena.
The man who started a fight with John Cena and finished it, Kevin Owens.
Yeah. match was great. I really enjoyed it. In my opinion, it's probably the best match of the night.
Yes. Mark, you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like you're kind of... There we go. I'll get you fixed up. Listening, going to make a burrito. And I wonder if that's Rodfather's like code word for I got to poo.
It could be.
Could be.
Chocolate-covered burrito.
Aww.
Ooh.
Anyway, yeah, after the match... oh, God, I loved it after the match, though. When they're... he was like, let me give you some veteran advice, Cena. It's time to go, Cena, because your time is up and my time is now, because the champ is here. It's like, oh, God, that was great. That was wonderful. That was phenomenal.
That was pretty good.
It's
better than stealing your move. You're just stealing his lines.
I can't off the top of my head, and you guys will have to forgive me, and if you can think of one better off the top of your head, you'll have to tell me. Probably one of my favorite matches of the year.
It was,
with
for
the
me.
Exception of maybe the main event tonight.
I can't think of a better match this year, apparently, from what you guys are saying.
Dude, I mean, if you enjoy watching John Cena get his ass handed to him, this is the match to do it.
I would say Cena's match with Neville was really, really good, though, too. That was on Raw a few weeks back.
Better than this, though?
Not better than this, but, I mean, it was really good, too. I mean...
The Sami Zayn match was pretty good.
The match he's had with the NXT guys in general have been really good.
Yes.
You mean the guys that he's burying?
Yeah, the buried guys, yeah.
Yeah, definitely did. And none of us thought that Kevin Owens was going to pull this one out.
No, I did. I
buried Sami Zayn. Come on.
I thought this was a title match. But apparently it was not.
Unfortunately, it wasn't.
If I had known it wasn't a U.S. title match, I would have thought he was winning.
Yeah, I was with you, but I didn't think it was a title match, so I'm like, maybe Kevin Owens will pull us out of his ass. So, anyway, time to move on to the match I could care less about.
What, Jason? You didn't believe in this match?
I fucking hate you.
Well,
there's no reason to get emotional about this.
What'd you say, Mark?
From what I read, the crowd didn't care either.
No, the crowd pretty well shit on this match, as did everyone else.
Yeah.
I could care less about this match. If you want to talk about it in depth, Adrian, or if you want to talk about it a little bit more, be my guest.
Bo Dallas inspired Adrian Neville to win. And Neville did hit a pretty sweet-looking red arrow to win the match. That's it.
So
I really
your
like
winner.
The theme song.
Huh?
Neville.
Like his theme and entrance.
Thank God it wasn't Bo Dallas.
I guess it's an alright theme.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Moving on to the second Elimination Chamber match. I guess we should preface this. We'll talk about Miz TV real quick.
Well, yeah, go ahead and do that.
So Miz shows up for Miz TV with a special guest, Daniel Bryan. And basically, the Miz says, you know, how are you doing in all this? And Daniel Bryan starts talking. The Miz is like, you know, that's good because I'm doing really bad. After everything I've done for you, your main event at WrestleMania, that was all me mentoring you and blah, blah, blah. And I hate to see your career over. And Daniel Bryan's like, my career's not over. I will be back. And I'm just here tonight to crown the new Intercontinental Champion. So, and then the Meta Powers beat down the Miz, which was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was great.
It was a lot of funny, really. So, anyway, Daniel Bryan at ringside for this. So, Rusev officially out of the match. Broken foot.
Yeah, broken foot. Not medically cleared to compete.
Apparently, in Russia, he would have just put duct tape on it and fought anyway, but apparently our sissy American doctors won't let him do that.
Yes.
No, not Volkov.
So, whatever.
His replacement for the match wasn't announced until the match itself, and it was revealed to be... Mark Henry.
Oh, I was going
to
hit it. Oh, well. Yes, former world champion. I thought it was going to be The Miz.
Yeah, I did too.
But apparently, Mark Henry. So, Mark Henry in a cage. Then...
Despite all his rage?
He was still riding cage.
He was still fat in a cage.
Yes, Mark Henry, Sheamus, R-Truth and
Barrett?
No, Barrett started off the match.
That's yeah, you're right.
Who's the other guy in this match?
Let's see. Ryback.
Yes.
That's the guy who won.
Yeah, Ryback. They started in cages and...
Dolph Ziggler and Barrett started off.
Yes. I thought for sure it was going to be Ziggler and Sheamus. I really did. I'm like, God damn it, we're going to see it again.
Yeah, I thought looking at this match, I thought Ziggler was walking out.
No, I was just saying I thought that Ziggler and Sheamus were going to start it off, and then we're going to have 5 minutes of another Ziggler-Sheamus match.
Oh, yeah.
But thank God we didn't. It was Barrett and Ziggler, which, not bad. I mean, Barrett, like, destroyed him.
Yeah, Barrett's a beast, and I wish he would get some traction and get going, man. He just seems like he just spins his wheels.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Takes 2 steps forward and then 2 steps back. He's like won like 1 or 2 matches since he's won King of the Ring and lost like 7.
Yeah, I know. And that sucks since I have him on my team. But anyway, they go, I'm not even going to say back and forth. Ziggler got some offense in, but for the most part, Barrett just annihilated him. And then next up was R-Truth. Pod opens, R-Truth wasn't paying attention. Barrett actually went into R-Truth's pod and beat him down.
Which was, wow.
He was vicious in this match.
That's what happens when you constantly steal the Intercontinental title during the entire angle before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But it was the funniest hell.
I thought I was watching video footage of the Ferguson police station.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Never have I seen such a... Never mind.
Are you sure you're not Kyle?
Go ahead, Adrian. Please, finish what you were going to say.
I'm good.
No, go ahead.
I think my point was made.
No, go ahead,
Come
Adrian.
On. Let's hear it. I don't want to finish that statement.
Please finish the statement.
I don't want to.
Do it anyway.
I don't want to offend Mark.
You're not going to offend Mark. You've said much worse things.
I mean, the way that that white dude beat down that black guy inside that cage, I just... I hadn't seen anything like that in a
Assumed
while.
Assumed it was police footage?
Yeah.
Hey-o. Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
Stupid fucking Microsoft updates.
Yep.
There we go. Moving on. No,
Don't
continuing
do it
on
right
this
now,
match.
Just wait. Damn.
Huh?
Don't do it right now. Just wait.
Well, I did. Doing. But I hit the button for the sound effect and the fucking, oh, we need to restart your computer in 15 minutes because we're fucking done.
You can change that.
You can suck it.
Wow.
And you were worried about offending him with that last statement?
I was, because that last statement was a little racist. This one was just me being an asshole. It's a totally different thing.
Okay, good. Anyway, so we got Truth, Ziggler, Barrett going at it. Let's see. Then what happened? Ryback?
Mark
Henry.
Well, Mark Henry was the second one in because they broke his pod open.
Yes,
Barrett threw Ziggler through Mark Henry's pod and broke the plexiglass. So Mark Henry's just like,
"Am I in?
I guess I'm in this now."
So,
because even the referee was like, "Yeah, get in it."
And then Ryback was the next one in.
Yeah, a minute later, Ryback came in because that's when the timer went off.
Yes, and then before that, no, after that actually. Barrett gets eliminated.
Yeah.
We had R-Truth hit his finisher, Ryback hit him with something, and Ziggler hit him with something, and then next thing you know, Barrett's gone.
Yeah, Barrett gets eliminated, beat down by the guys, the faces.
Pretty much.
The last pod starts to open, and it looks like it's Sheamus,
yes.
And then the pod gets stuck.
Pod is stuck. Referee cannot get it unlocked.
And can't figure out why.
And then... They get another referee over there, and they're pulling on this thing and pulling on it. And you can hear Sheamus yelling the entire time, "Get another referee out here. Get me out of this cage," and just on and on and on. Well, fucking Sheamus is stuck in his pod. So the other four guys are kind of trying to figure out what to do, and you're drinking the two-week-old soda again?
Yeah. Yeah, I
am. Oh,
that
my God.
Disgusting. My throat's dry. I don't have anything else to drink.
I can piss in your mouth.
Is that at least cold?
Do what? I can barely hear you, Mark.
Is it at least cold?
No, it's been sitting down here in this
cold.
It's been sitting in the studio on the desk.
It's cool.
So it's flat.
Yes, that's for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks it's been sitting here because he didn't take care of it after the last show.
That's fucking gross.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There might be mold growing in that.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll help me clear up this old pen still never hurt anybody.
Anyway. Oh, God.
Wow.
Refined penicillin? Yes. Organic penicillin? No.
Anyway.
Exactly.
So, basically, Ryback, Zinger, Ziggler, and Henry all were, God, I can't, all going at it. And then they ended up all on the ground out of it. And then all of a sudden you see Sheamus kneel down in his pod and pulls out the Celtic cross, what he was using to keep his pod shut.
Yes. So Sheamus, ha ha ha.
Yes, because everyone was waiting for Sheamus. Howard, please don't talk water sports. Heath is getting excited from his glory hole days. My apologies, Heath.
Yeah, Clayton, those days are over.
Not really.
God.
They're really not. He asked me to pee on him the other night. I'm like, that's gross, man.
Yeah, Heath asked for some wet work.
So anyway, I don't even know where the fuck I am with this match. God damn it!
If it was, if Kyle was here, it'd be all on him. But since it's not, it's all on you.
We tried getting it on me. So it ends up being down between Sheamus and Ryback, and we're all just kind of looking at each other. We're like, "Fuck, it's gonna be Sheamus." Which none of us, me and Adrian, totally didn't want Sheamus to win. Why is that, Adrian?
Because we want Heath to get the points in the bet.
Exactly. Heath wanted Sheamus to win.
Of course.
I wanted either Baird or Ziggler to win because I had both of those guys on my team.
I had nobody in this match, so I couldn't really care.
It could have been really shitty for me if Rusev would have been in this match, because then if they all would have lost, I would have lost 9 points in this match.
Yes.
Thank God Rusev got hurt. Anyway, so it ends up being Ziggler or Sheamus and Ryback, and we're like, fuck, 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 this sucks. But then... Ryback powerbombed
Sheamus into
the chamber and then into the ring and then pinned him. So your winner. Well, yes, Adrian Nova, you won the last match.
And new
Intercontinental Champion, Skip Sheffield.
It was Ryback.
I'll give you a. It was
Ryback. Right,
no, just Ryback. First individual title he's won in his WWE career.
Yep. Yes.
So congratulations, Ryback. You I guess, finally deserve
it. Post-match, Daniel Bryan presented him with the title.
Congratulate him. He asked the fans if they thought Ryback deserved it. Of course, they marked out, and Daniel Bryan's like, I think he deserved it, and started doing the yes chants. And then he actually stopped the crowd from doing the yes chants and did the feed me more chances. He
left
the ring
and let Ryback celebrate.
Yep. So good match, definitely. Back
to the future.
Yes. World Heavyweight Championship match, the rematch that Dean Ambrose let Seth Rollins have.
Yeah.
Quick question: wasn't Ryback on Tough Enough, known as Silverback? No, he wasn't on as Silverback. He was on Tough Enough. As himself, I thought.
Yeah, he was just
Ryan Reeves.
Ryan Reeves.
Yeah. He was on, what year was he on? Was that the year that John Morrison won?
I think so.
Yeah.
No. John Morrison didn't win.
John Morrison and John Hennigan.
John Morrison did, but that was well before that. That was the year with The Miz?
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
The Miz didn't win it Tough Enough.
That was the one that Miz hosted on. It was on SmackDown. It wasn't actually on.
Was it? I thought it was one of the actual MTV ones.
He was on Tough Enough 4.
Okay, so that was after the... Okay, you were right.
And he was one of the 8 finalists.
Oh, okay.
I think, wasn't that the one that, like... who won that season, Heath?
Season 4.
Let me take a look here.
Where the fuck are those cookies at, too?
They're over on the other side of the monitor.
Because I can reach through the fucking monitor.
Let's see here.
I got a Microsoft.
Daniel Pewter?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Who?
Daniel Pewter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Where did he go?
Nowhere.
Okay.
Nowhere.
Much like most of the Tough Enough people.
You know what's ironic? That he won, and I think he was like the least successful person out of that season.
Who all was in that season?
Wasn't Matt Morgan in that?
Let's see.
I see Tudor. I see Miz was a runner-up. Ryan Reeves. Daniel Rodimer. And Justice Smith from the 2008 American Gladiators.
Okay.
Oh, that was also the season the Boogeyman, or the guy who played the Boogeyman, lied about his age and got disqualified.
I don't really remember that one, man. I don't remember much about that season. Because that really wasn't on TV. That was like on SmackDown or something, wasn't it?
No, it was on it was on SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah, it was conducted as part of WWE's SmackDown brand between October and December 2004.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that one, man. That's...
Winner was Daniel Pewter. Yep.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't remember...
We couldn't watch SmackDown then.
Yeah, that's right, because we didn't have that in the area. That's right. You're right. That was...
That's why we couldn't watch it. We didn't have SmackDown at that time.
We didn't. You're correct. Yeah, that's what happened.
We didn't have a UPN or a MyTV or whatever it was.
No, we had... We didn't get to watch SmackDown in the St. Louis area until it got moved to the WB.
That's right. Okay. Where are we going? Oh, anyway, so back to...
We digress.
But I digress.
Yeah, but I digress.
But I digress.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Roman Reigns, if he interfered or not, Ambrose was disqualified.
Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think of this match?
I enjoyed it, but it didn't go how I thought it was going to go, really. And there was a lot of stuff I liked about the match. There was a few things I didn't.
Like?
I don't know. It felt like there was going to be, I felt like the finish was just going to be wonky and it was going to be a screw job finish.
And it kind of was.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I guess I'm never a big fan of it.
Okay. So, basically, it was a great back and forth match. I'd say it was probably 65-35 in favor of Ambrose.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, he got some beatdowns, but he was beating the shit out of Rollins and the Stooges. So essentially what had happened was, where are we at?
After that.
Oh, so anyway, Rollins gets up, or Ambrose gets up on the turnbuckle and goes to do an elbow on Rollins, but Rollins grabs the referee, throws him in the way. Referee and Rollins both get nailed. All hell breaks loose. But Ambrose sets up, hits Dirty Deeds on Rollins.
A second referee runs from the back and counts the three count.
1, 2, 3. Your winner and new World Heavyweight Champion.
As soon as...
There we go. But wait. The first referee gets up and disqualifies Seth Rollins.
Yes.
So he rules that Dean Ambrose still wins the match, but Seth Rollins is still your world champion.
So Ambrose is like, I'm not giving the belt back. At which point in time,
the Authority,
JJ Security, and Kane and Rollins get in the ring and start beating down.
Ambrose take the belt back.
And then we hear Roman Reigns' music hit.
So Kane and the Stooges go to... make sure Reigns can't come through the crowd while Seth Rollins starts to try to escape up the stage.
And then all of a sudden, Rollins turns around and boom, Superman punch.
He gets laid out. Reigns gives the title back to Ambrose, and they both take off with the belt.
Ambrose is like, hey, champion buys beers. I won this match, and I'm not giving the belt back. See ya.
And that's how this pay-per-view ended.
Hey, question.
Yes.
I'm reading it on the Arena Recap. It says that the second referee talked to Lillian. And she made the announcement to win by disqualification was Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
So why the hell did the ref make the count?
Well, because the first referee didn't know that the second referee didn't tell him it was the second referee didn't change his mind until the first referee told him what happened.
Because they weren't watching him back.
Yeah, because they never apparently do. He knew to run to the ring, but that was it.
Yeah.
They don't watch the back. They don't watch the back.
It's one of those things that's just wrestling logic, and you just kind of got to go with it.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all for the sake of show.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, that was Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
The quickly thrown together Elimination Chamber. You know, I really
wasn't
actually,
half bad.
I thought I was going to hate it.
This is a pretty good solid show overall, though.
I was pleasantly shocked at it. There wasn't really, other than the Neville and Bo Dallas match, there wasn't a really match I didn't really hate. Pre-show match excluded, because.
Yeah. Overall, great. What do you give it, Heath?
I'll give it a 7.
8.5.
I'm going to go in between 2 and say 8.
I loved it. It was good to have the Elimination Chamber back. It was good to have, my favorite match of the night was the Kevin Owens John Cena match. I really think so.
From what I read, you know, it looks like it deserves a 7 or 8. So I'll watch and give it a better decision later.
It was good. It was, and you know me, I usually shit on the pay-per-views, and I loved it.
Yeah, this was a good show overall. I mean, there was nothing really to complain about the action-wise. Solid show through and through. There were a few things I didn't care for here and there, but overall.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the 2-week scramble to really put this together.
And now we got another 2-week scramble coming, because 2 weeks later we got Money in the Bank
2 weeks from tonight. Now, if they put as much thought into that as they did this, I'm okay, because the creative team actually said, I read an article, that they are liking this 2-week thing only because they have to get from point A to point B very quickly, and they don't have to drag it out over 4 weeks.
But, you know, is that going to mean we're going to see more?
No, we're not going to have 26 pay-per-views a year. I can guarantee you that one.
Because that would just, like, good God, no.
That would devalue them.
I think it's just filler because they're trying to capitalize in the summer, maybe, because there's not really much happening.
There was two reasons for the show. One, they found the arena that could have the show in it that they were going to do on a Sunday, and they went with it. The second reason that they did this show tonight was because May is a free month. Today is the last day of May. So from the time the pay-per-view ended on the East Coast to you had 1 hour to cancel your subscription before it renewed for June.
Ah.
So if the people that were on the East Coast didn't cancel in that 1 hour time period,
they got charged.
They get the $9.99 for the June month.
Ooh. Yeah. So that's why they do it. Good thought, though. I really enjoyed it.
Kind of shady, but hey, it's a good business practice, really, if you want to try to get some extra, you know, subscription fees.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Time to move on. Take it away, Adrian.
I think I had something earlier, but I don't remember what it was now.
The Miz.
Oh, yeah. The Miz's dress he wore before the pre-show.
Dude, that's what I had.
Well,
I even said it whenever he came out. I was like,
both of you two did.
Okay, so we both agree.
Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and say that's a universal one for me and he.
Yeah.
However, his
outfit was like,
did not find anything wrong with it.
It's because you like men wearing dresses.
It was not a fucking dress.
It was a dress.
No, it wasn't.
Even your son was having a hard time. It's like, what is he wearing?
He wasn't even down there. He was cleaning his room.
No, we're talking about Hunter. He was confused by it.
He gets confused looking at Heath trying to figure out why a woman is that hairy.
Well, I can't say he's wrong there.
Anyway, Myrwood Stinks is just Naomi, just in general. She fucking annoys me, and she fucking annoys me. And
yeah,
the only reason she's around is because of her husband, so.
I don't think that's necessarily true, but.
She fucking annoys me. That's my reason. That's my what stinks, fucking Naomi.
Okay.
Mark, you got something?
Well, it's not from tonight. It's Destination America.
Wait.
Well, it's not totally Destination America. It's what Destination America did to TNA, adding ROH before them, and not telling them.
Yeah, kudos to Destination America. It came out this week that Ring of Honor is moving. Not really moving, but they're going to start airing on Destination America on Wednesday nights, the hour before Impact.
Did you Super also see? Troll. Did you see their statement they made later in the week making fun of it too?
No,
they posted another story on their Twitter saying, "In other satirical news, we're going to start airing Monday Night Raw on Mondays too."
Oh, nice. Yeah, so Destination America goes out and does this after. There's rumors been flying for the last few weeks about TNA getting shit canned anyway. And then Destination America didn't even bother telling TNA, oh, by the way, we're going to have an hour Ring of Honor leading into your show.
Well, did you see MVP's like video thing he posted?
I didn't see the video, no.
Oh, the MVP, he's talking about, he's a little pissed because he was like, look, this is how it looked to us, is that we see the rumors that like we're getting canceled, and management and TNA won't tell us anything, just like wait for the conference call. And then earlier this morning, before the conference call, we see the news story break that ROH is going to air on Wednesday nights.
Beautiful.
Ruh-roh. Yeah. I may have to start watching Ring of Honor now. Now, if you can watch Ring of Honor, like we have a Sinclair affiliate here. So we can watch Ring of Honor, what, Saturday night, Sunday morning, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's on pretty late on Sunday nights and early Sunday morning.
It's pretty, yeah.
We don't have one in New York City, so
it airs.
By Destination America.
It airs here at like 11 o'clock Saturday night.
What's your cable provider, Mark? Or what do you have for your TV service?
Cablevision.
I don't know.
I don't know that either. But like here, Ring of Honor airs like 11 o'clock Saturday night or 12 a.m. Sunday, and then it re-airs again Sunday morning at like 11 or 12, something like that. So we can still watch it then, but then on Wednesday night, it'll be the same episode we just watched over the weekend.
Right.
So it's going to air on the Sinclair channels first and then Destination America.
Right. At least until TNA gets canceled.
Yeah. And then it'll probably just move to Destination America.
Now that that's a for sure thing.
Yes.
But I digress.
But I digress. Are you guys just doing that to make fun of Jake and Ilario?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
But we digress.
Yeah.
Can you dig it, sucker? Sucker!
Oh, God. Can you dig it, guys? Sooner rather than later, Lana's going to ditch the accent and become an all-American girl.
I can dig it.
I can dig it.
Yeah, probably going to happen.
SummerSlam.
She'll ditch that accent faster than Kofi ditched the Jamaican one.
Yeah, really. I thought
she'll have some Ziggler in her.
I thought last Monday it would look like it was coming and going. I thought it was just going to go.
She had it tonight again, though. She did an interview backstage. It was there for the most part. So
kind of makes you wonder if she's
turn out. It's going to turn out that she was conditioned by the she was a kidnapped girl by the Russian government, and that she was conditioned to.
She was
trade America.
She was brainwashed.
She's pretty much Black Widow. Let's just say that. She's pretty much Black Widow.
She was. Okay. She was brainwashed. Take it, boys.
I got one for you here. All right. Can you dig it? Dean Ambrose will run around with the title until Brock Lesnar shows back up, which he'll probably hand it back to Seth Rollins and go, "Here you go. Deal with that."
No, that would be good.
I can
That'd
dig
be
that.
Good.
I can see that happening. Like Brock Lesnar music hits, I can see Dean going. And then take it off.
Here you go.
Well, the rumor is, since Damian is going to be on tomorrow, Austin's podcast.
Yeah, Lesnar has been confirmed for pay-per-view dates and stuff for
Battleground, at least. That's what's going
to
be
Battleground here in St. Louis, and then the three Raws leading up to it, too.
Yeah. Did anyone else get hit with a copyright violation from Facebook this past week?
Yeah, I did.
You got one, too?
Yeah.
What about you?
I did not.
I have no idea what it was from.
I can't tell either. I have no clue. Like, my only guess was that maybe when I found the video WWE posted about Brock Lesnar returning at Battleground, I shared that to Paul Jordan's page. Maybe, but it didn't act like it was my own. I shared it directly from their stuff, so I have no clue what it was.
I have no idea.
So, Glitterfist got hit with one, too. So did Kevin Curtin.
It was an article. There was an article saying that WWE was going to crack down on that, apparently. So I think they're doing it.
But I don't know what I would have shared as acting like it was my own. I don't know.
I have no idea, yeah.
It's hard to say, unless they listen to our show, and then in that case, we're fucked.
Oh, we're screwed.
Heath, you got one?
Can you dig it? The mop will drop the restraining order.
Can't dig that.
Can't dig it.
No, no. She hopes he dies of herpes. Rodfather, can you dig it? Naomi's booty stink is caused by skanky cleaner from Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, it could be. I'll get it.
Yeah. Heath, you got anything?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something as far as okay, regards to the tag team.
Mark, what do you got?
So, the next pay-per-view, Cena battles Owens again. And this time, Samoa Joe interferes.
Who interferes?
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe.
Ooh, I was hoping to see Joe tonight.
I was expecting to see his name on there. But I think he's going to interfere the next one.
Well, Zane's actually a little bit hurt. That's,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess big news this week. Or was it last week?
That's last week.
Was it last week that Joe showed up? Oh, I thought it was this week. My week has been blended. Yeah, Samoa Joe showed up while we took our break.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Solomon Crowe will show up and just start attacking him to make him defend the title. Because he did that on NXT this week.
Yes, Solomon Crowe got his ass beat by Kevin Owens this week. That was fun.
You got anything, Heath?
No.
Okay, we're going to move on then.
So are we saying Finn Balor wins at the next NXT event?
Possibly.
Just so Owens can get up the title, because he was apparently signed to he's being moved to the main roster now.
Can't wait for that one. Moving on. Let's take a look at the bet update. I don't have the scores with me.
Let's not.
Oh, let's do, Heath. How are we looking? Who's atop the leaderboard? I believe that would be Adrian with 24 points.
That is correct.
Yes.
Followed by myself at 19 points.
Yes.
And Heath bringing up the rear as usual at minus 3.
Fuck you.
I love it.
Heath had a rough night at the pay-per-view here.
How did he finish, Adrian?
Well, he got 0 points out of the main event because he said the Rollins lost by disqualification.
Okay.
He got minus 3 because Sheamus lost the Intercontinental title match.
Okay, so that's minus 3 points on the night.
And he got minus 3 because Cesaro lost to the tag team title match.
Minus 6 on the night, buddy. Even if we wipe tonight away, you're still only sitting at 3. None of us are having spectacular scores this time. 2 weeks in, you only have 24 points?
Yeah, it's not terrible. I'll take it.
My problem was Rusev got hurt. Speaking of Rusev, I'm going to make a roster move. Medical roster move.
Yes.
Dropping Sheamus. Or not Sheamus. Dropping Rusev. Picking up your new Intercontinental Champion, Ryback.
All right. Mark Fingers. Heath, are you going to make a move?
Yeah. I am actually dropping Cesaro.
And you're picking up?
I'm going to go ahead and pick up Kofi Kingston.
God damn it. Do it, Adrian. I know
I'm making a roster move, damn it.
You're dropping Bray Wyatt 4?
I'm picking up Kevin Owens.
Not a bad call. That was going to be, it was either going to be Ryback or KO. I went Ryback. And I know whichever one I didn't pick, you were going to pick.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, all right. We'll see if that one pays off at all. Moving on, boys. Don't forget, loser has to eat the good or gross jelly beans.
I just got to not lose.
Yeah.
I thought wear Kyle's one was good after he wore it.
Do what?
I thought loser has to wear Kyle's white hood or something. I don't know.
No.
No, we're going to play the good or gross with jelly beans. Loser has to eat 10.
5.
10.
5.
10.
5.
10.
We decided 5, man.
We're up to 10. Shut up. We're both kicking his ass.
No, I don't want to risk it. Do you want to risk that if you fall apart?
Oh, I guess no.
Okay. It could happen.
It's not going to.
It could happen.
He's the one over there. It's like, oh, they don't taste that bad. So if he loses, he'll probably eat 10 anyway.
We'll deal with it. No, I'm not doing it.
If he loses, he'll probably want to eat 10 anyway just to prove they're not that bad.
All right, but if we lose, you want to eat
10? Then no, we're doing 5.
So it's 5.
Yeah.
If you want to do eat 10, hey, took the whole box. I don't care.
At the same time.
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, God, no.
I need to get the little gumball machine like they have on the Riz show. That's what we need to do. All right, moving on.
I think we're going to make him do one of each color. Because there's five colors.
Really? You want to do it that way?
Yeah. We'll make him do one of each color. Because there's five colors. Or do you just want to give him a random one, whatever falls out of the box, and then those five?
Maybe like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. We've got time. We're going to what? Through SummerSlam on this one?
Yes.
Oh, we got time. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams! Moppy left.
What?
Moppy left
him. Jizz Jams, Moppy left him. Here's how the game works. Going to play Jason Heath, three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a show free show.
I have no idea what these are.
Oh, you'll be able to guess them.
Okay.
Feel free to play along in the chat because he cannot, I repeat, cannot see the screen. You ready for song number one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I caught it ball. Oh, boy. I caught it ball. Oh, and your time starts now. I will tell you that the answer, one of the guesses we have in the chat, is incorrect. Funny. It is not Heath's gay porn music.
It was not. Well, was it actually?
No.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Because if you would have said yes, I would have gave it to him.
Can he guess it? No. He can't.
Fuck off.
We need an answer.
God, I recognize the theme. I just can't think of whose it was.
Well, we've only had this one like three other times on this show.
Yeah, five seconds.
Know. Can I give you a hint? Can I give you a hint?
Three. No, you can't.
No.
Two.
Okay, that's
one. Take it away, Adrian.
The coach.
That's why.
And apparently, Rodfather just wants to be on record that he typed it in before Mark did.
Well, oh, you mean the guy that picked out the themes this week had it first?
No, he didn't pick that one out.
Oh.
He only typed in five words. I typed in the guy's full name. So
yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for number two?
Yeah.
Mark, don't be like the Rangers.
And choke.
I hate you.
Is Mark Jones correct?
Mark Jones is correct.
What else is there?
And your time starts now.
Makes me think of a very specific thing.
Me too, Adrian. Me too. I think it's the same thing.
Probably.
And yes, Rodfather. I do use it as that.
Do what? What'd you say, Mark?
I said, yes, Rodfather. That is.
Oh, that is your porn music? Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the answer, but I do use that, so.
Can he guess it? No. He can't. We need an answer.
William Regal.
The correct answer, Adrian.
The correct answer is All Hail King Booker. Hey, Jason, I just put something in the chat. If you could play that.
Give me 1 second here. Hold on.
I really hate that game so much.
Because you want me to play it where people can hear it, so hold on.
Yes.
I got to pull it up on this computer.
Because I found it.
Hold on. I gotta get pulled up on the sound effect computer.
Okay. Oh my god, I found all the great Crime Time videos.
Yeah,
and while I'm waiting for that, let's go for Shits and Giggles.
I'll give you a hint on this one, Heath.
Okay.
He was the 1995 King of the Ring winner.
Okay. I don't have...
93 was Brett. 94 was Owen. 95, this man went against Diesel at SummerSlam.
Again, I don't have the knowledge like you guys
do.
Oh,
God.
It was King Babel, goddammit. Goddamn.
You know,
big just after me on a mission.
Hell, if you just said Mabel, I would have given it to you. Hell, you could have said Big Vis.
Big Daddy V.
The world's largest love machine.
Yes. You could have went with so many different things. All right. Here we go. I'm waiting for it to boot up here.
King Booker, Queen Charmel. Thank you both so much for being here tonight on Raw. Now, here's the situation. Mr. McMahon wanted to make sure that all three champions were in attendance tonight for a huge announcement he has later on Raw.
Yes.
So please, make yourself at home. Use my office. If you need any food, please, feel free until we need you. Just relax.
Thank you, Squire. Coachman, I want to thank you. King Booker of the SmackDown Kingdom would like to thank you. For your hospitality.
Yeah, for
oh, snap! Free food! Oh, yeah! Free food!
Free 99!
Free 99.
Come on, it's the quizzing.
Yo, it's the queen.
You is the bomb.
The bomb, baby.
Yes, sir.
The bomb, baby.
And it's my, yo, this my man. King Booker!
Booker!
Yeah! Yo,
yeah.
Man, I gotta show you
something. Show me some love. Show me some love, man. Yo, give me that one side.
Man.
On his side. On his side. Here we go. Man. Here we go.
I messaged with you.
I like you.
I like you.
Son, that ring right there. I saw the flea market last week. I can get that too,
that's
son.
A hot ring right
that's
there.
A hot ring.
That's
like
on the street.
$10.99.
But anyway.
Yo, you see how busy y'all doing your little mean thing? We gonna let y'all go. You know what I'm saying? King Beezy, Queen Cheesy, Coach Cheesy. Holla at your boy, baby.
Holla back.
Holla back, baby. We'll see y'all later. Hey.
Did you understand a thing?
I don't speak Ebonics. What kind of operation is this, Coachman?
I apologize, King Booker.
I have something for you, though. Wait. Queen, you have my wallet?
No.
Do you? Oh, wait. Oh, wait a minute. Just
well, what? What? Wait,
I have money. Oh, hell no!
What?
I think I just got booked! You better get their black asses
what
back
happened?
In here, Coachman. You better call the police.
What
or
happened?
No, hell no. Oh.
I don't speak Ebonics.
Oh, hell no. Those suckers didn't jack my wallet.
Hey, they could have been like you. They done jacked your sign.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I love the King Bookers.
I also had the wholesale video up, too.
I see that here. I thought about it. It's big. It's brown. It's Lita's box.
Lita's retirement. Which was the nastiest retirement, I think, ever.
It was funny as hell. Moving on. Where am I at here? Judges.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
On that note.
Time to call it a night, boys.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a go-home song.
Yeah. You know what? Do we need one?
Yeah, we need one.
We always need a go home song.
Opposed to the Walkabouts theme.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that. Let's just play Mark Jones' theme.
Oh, come on!
We did that a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That and the one that I have keyed up is like an 8-minute long version. I'm not going to say it's an 8-minute long version. That's a true.
Fair enough. We can play the song that Mark Jones loves the most. And that's how he loves those All-American boys.
No. I got one. Hold on. This is what we'll play. You love this song.
All right.
Hold on. How about this? Do you know what it is yet?
No. Oh, God damn it.
I hate that song. I got it. It's fine.
Okay.
I got to figure it out.
So, hey, check out the website for cool stuff. Check out for the articles. Check out the podcast. Check out June 13th. Big news coming. But listen to Shooting from the Hip next week for that. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Also,
check out Dan Phelps interviewing Mr. Slapnuts himself, Double J Jeff Jarrett.
Yes,
the
Dan.
Owner of GFW.
J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T-T-J, Jeff Jarrett.
I understand. I understand Tennessee Lee will be sitting in with him.
Oh, God.
Is the roadie's also going to be actually using, it's going to be your roadie's real voice?
No.
You can like us on Facebook. Not that I do much on Facebook anymore. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can follow us on the Twitter at the Hour Bomb. While you're at it, you can check out the Hour Bomb sponsored RSA announcements from our public erections director.
Yeah.
Got to give it to Heath. He did one about food, and Heath, we were the official sponsor of that, and Heath wrote a promo all by himself. It was actually good. I don't have it keyed up, or else I'd play it. Heath was talking about blowing guys or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like Heath.
But, yeah, we have all kinds of good shows. If you have any questions that you would want to send to Dan, you can do that. Whatever.
Check out
the email.
There's a message about it on the Facebook group page. Check it out there.
He needs the questions in by Tuesday morning because I believe the interview is Tuesday afternoon.
Yes.
We should totally send him, ask him if he's a boxer or a brief guy. I like that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Anyway, check out the website, all the wonderful shows, everything that Paul Jordan does, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm good. So, thanks everyone for showing up.
Take care. Check out the
RSA. So. What's up, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard. Saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
I'm dropping the mic in this, bitch. I'm out.
Dropping the mic in it? Ew. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to drop a mic in a bitch.
Well, it's, you know, moppy.
Oh, okay. And the mop abuser.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We hope you die of herpes. And Mark Jones, recovering from his Rangers playoff therapy session.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bomb.
Mark Jones loves the Patriots.
Fuck you.
Things you're gonna say will break her heart and make her cry.
right time to say goodbye. To say goodbye. Her in that way, but either way, she'll end up crying, and I'd sooner walk away and let her love again, but anyway, our love's dying, and there's never been a right time to say goodbye, to say goodbye.